Blog Talk Radio.
Coco, wee, come on. Coco, wee, come on. We're doing it. We're talking. Gonna speak the truth about other things and other things and other things and other things.
You are listening to the Coco and Wee Wee Show. This is Wee Wee. I am the D-list celebrity of the family, in case no one knows, which you probably don't. I was on VH1's Dating Naked. Nobody cares anymore. They moved on to season two, and I'm ahead. But, yeah, I will be the one you're listening to that has more of the Marge Simpson-type feel, type voice, type laugh. Not really, not today, because I am under the weather. This is Coco, and, you know, when the weather changes, you get a little sick. She gets a tuberculosis cough, and hopefully none of us will get infected. And I'm Coco, who is the single mother trying to get a sexy back, and almost didn't make it to the first podcast today because my daughter, my little 7-year-old daughter, had to poop before school, and apparently she had to poop for 50 minutes.
So the podcast almost didn't happen thanks to little D, but now we're here, and we're originally from Brooklyn, New York, but we live in Nashville, Tennessee, and we were just talking about, like, why did we move here? Because we lived here for, like, almost
9 years.
Yeah, and we were like, why the hell did we move here? Because it's just a distant memory. It really is.
Yeah, we already have a caller. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, we have a caller. Caller, whoever you are. You're going to have to wait a minute. But, yeah, we moved here, and we loved Nashville. It used to be very magical, and now it has become almost like
New York.
A mini New York.
Yeah.
The prices have just, like, skyrocketed, the rents, everything.
But wait, like, when we first moved to Nashville is a very magical place. Everyone is like, well, now it's starting to change because rich assholes are moving here, pretentious assholes,
yeah,
and they're ruining it. So go back.
Go yeah. back. I know. Go back to New York.
No, but it's not that they're from New York. They're from I don't know where.
Yeah, they're just from all over. Let's put it this way. Nashville, you're not equipped to be a big city. I love you, but there's no mass transportation. There's one museum, okay? You can't call yourself.
Yeah.
That's the next big city if there's one museum and no transportation.
And public transportation. One Puerto Rican person.
Yeah.
That's not culture. That's not culture. Mm-hmm. No. No. Sorry.
But plus the dating. I mean, I can't speak for myself, but I'll speak for every one of my single friends, guys and girls included. I found the love of my life, so I'm okay. But basically the dating here is also terrible. At least in New York, like, there's, you know, you could date people of any caliber. Listen, there's a lot of choices. But here,
no, it's different. Like, it's just different here, dating. Especially, like, there's a lot of hipsters here, which is great and cool. But, like, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I know there's a lot of hipsters in Williamsburg now, I hear. I don't know anything about that firsthand.
Well, hipsters don't hurt anyone. You know what I mean?
I know.
At least they're nonviolent, and they're kind of, you know, they're kind of fashionable. I can't hate on the hipsters.
But the dating is just different. Like, guys won't, like, well, there are some guys, very few, like
my wonderful boyfriend.
We love. Yeah, he's amazing. But most guys will, like, be like, meet me at the bar, and then give you a separate check.
Yeah, I've never understood that. In the 8 years that I've lived here, I mean, I can count on one hand how many guys I've gone out with that actually offered to pay. And I'm not a gold digger, I'm independent. But it's just a nice gesture for a man to even offer to pay. Oh, the caller hung up?
It's okay.
Caller?
But, like, it's very hard to find, guys with passion here. Everybody's so laid back that they're like,
Oh, here's the call. Let's see who this is.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey guys. This is Mike from Mike Ferrara Sticks. How you doing, Wee Wee?
I knew it was. How did I know it was you?
I don't know because
I have.
Well, you have ESP, I guess.
How are you doing on this lovely morning?
I'm okay on this lovely morning. How you doing, Coco? Nice to meet you.
Hi. Where are you? How do we know Wee Wee? I've been on Mike's podcast, and we're friends on Facebook. I think you might be friends with... Are you friends with Coco?
No, I got to find Coco.
Friend me, doll. So what are you doing today?
Okay, I'm good. I don't know if you guys talk topics. I don't know what I guess we could roll with it, but I want to know, I mean, I feel really bad about the whole Lamar situation. You know, what's going on with Vegas, and I feel bad about what happened to him. But you know what I'm dying to know is this going to be like a cash cow now? Like, you know, are we going to see like a five-part episode of the Kardashians as they go and they try to help Lamar?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's what I was wondering. We were just talking about this. Yeah. Because it's so true. Is it like, could this just all be just part of their scheme to get richer and more famous? You know what I mean? Like, we was just talking about that. Yeah, I'm like, are they just coming up with like a storyline, or is this really happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're sitting around the table, and Chloe calls up Lamar and says, "Hey, Lynn, can you do me a favor? Can you go to a brothel and almost die?"
Seriously, no, I would not doubt it. And like a lot of people, tell me if you agree with this. Like, a friend of mine put on his Facebook page like this war veteran who took a grenade to the face. He gets no press. But Lamar, who's at a brothel on drugs, that gets press and, like, attention. And I think that's fucked up, too. You know what I mean? Like, that speaks a lot about our society
and
like,
social media.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you ladies. I think that is true. I think that's a kid gets killed here in New York City, and the next thing you know, press is all over about Lamar. It's like a sad situation. I mean, but again, you're a basketball player who's troubled, you know, had a troubled life, basketball player. I love Lamar. I think he's awesome. I loved him when him and Chloe did the show. And I love reality TV, but I just feel, I feel like you guys, it's unimportant stuff. I mean, yeah, a man almost passed away because of his stupidity, but I just think it's a terrible situation. So how long has the show been up?
What?
How long has the show been up?
This our show?
Yeah, your show.
Oh. Just now, today.
Oh, first show? Wow.
It's our first show. You're our first caller.
Yeah.
And, it's our first show. But I was going to say, you're a fan. I know you're a fan of Chloe, too.
You like Chloe?
Yeah. And he's a fan of the Kardashians. I'm a fan, too. I'm a big fan. They keep me watching all the time.
Mike, oh, you see the pictures I put up of Chloe. I put up some pictures of Chloe.
So, Mike, why do you think people are so obsessed with them? Why do you think they're always in the media?
Well, it's a good, you know, it goes back to another thing, too, they were saying. They were saying that when, and I know this to be true, I have a lot of friends that are wrestlers. They're in the wrestling business. And a couple of them were telling me that people actually call the paparazzi themselves. And you were saying why, you know, people are obsessed. People love the Kardashians. People are excited by the Kardashians. People want to dress like Kim. They want to dress like Khloe. They like Kourtney. They like Scott. Mm-hmm. They like Lord Disnick. Mm-hmm. They like all these reality stars. And it just doesn't stop with that. It starts with, you know, on VH1. You know, you talk about dating naked, which is how I discovered Wee Wee. Wee Wee was the first person that I reached out to. As soon as I saw, you, Wee Wee, on the show, I said, you know, I got to see if this girl has a Facebook. Got to Facebook her and tell her how much I love the show because it's a great show. But Nicole Richie, she's another one. Nicole Richie, to me, is like a spoiled brat who has her own. She has her own show.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. She has her own show.
I think you should, maybe you should start pitching your show.
What happened?
We should pitch a show about, we should all pitch a show. Yeah, you should come
about
to
what?
Nashville. I know. What could the show be about? We'll think about that.
Yeah, you guys did the funniest thing. People move from Brooklyn to Staten Island. They move from Brooklyn to Pennsylvania. You guys went all the way to Nashville. Hey, let me ask you guys something. Since you guys live in Nashville, do you like country music? Anybody like country music?
No, we don't.
I mean,
I love country music. See, I think I'm in the wrong state. I love country music.
Yeah, you should come visit.
Yeah, I can't come visit.
Thank you for calling, Mike. We gotta move on to the next.
We got another caller.
All right, well, guys, you have a nice day, and are you guys gonna be on next week? I'll give a call next week.
Call in next week, every Tuesday.
Okay, you got it. I will be your resident caller. I'll talk to you guys
bye.
Later. Nice meeting you, Coco. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Let's see who our next caller is. Then we need to get back to
you. Yeah.
Caller? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hello? Oh.
Hi. Guess who?
I recognize this voice. This is our mommy.
Hi, good morning. I mean, who, not for anything, who was the host of the show there just now? I want to hear what you guys have to say. I understand it's that type of show.
You want to hear what our friends have to say. We have another caller too, so.
All right, but wait a minute. Why? All right, what he said, I have to beg to differ. Because why would somebody fake going to the hospital and being in a coma? Do you really think that they did that?
No, I mean, it's a TV show. I don't know if they're faking it. We're just seriously. Well, because these people are like fame.
I understand. And, I understand that, but you know me.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, I want to hear you. I'm getting ready for my job.
Okay, wait, Rose.
Yes.
Rose. Only residence in Nashville for how many, 2 months?
July, yeah, about three, almost
okay.
three.
So Howie, what's your opinion on Nashville? As a true, this lady is a true blue New Yorker. What do you think so far about Nashville?
I mean, I like it. I think it's very, the people are very nice. It's a little less a lot less stressful than living in New York. I do miss it. I miss some of the things there. But as far as being near you girls, and, of course, that's why I moved here, I think it's really nice. I think it's good. I think just being here has unstressed me a lot. And
around me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, I really like it.
We get mad that people keep moving here, but not you. Our mother is the last person that we thought to be allowed in.
It really is. I mean, the people, as far as, you know, for me, I don't care about dating, so that's okay. But otherwise, I think it's really nice.
We're in the middle of talking about dating, right? And I want to know, did you see the article I put up about sex robots? Have you heard about this? We're going to talk about
I
that.
I saw it, but I didn't read it. I didn't read it, so.
It says that robots will be taking over for men by 2025.
I don't think so. How is that? I mean, come on. Where's the
right,
emotional part of it?
Okay.
Talk
about taking over the show, Ro. We're going to
all right,
talk
goodbye.
About
all right, I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. Mike, if you're listening. My mom, of course, is a rude New Yorker, and
no.
We apologize. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, talk about this article that you wrote.
Okay, so,
I'm on Facebook, and Instagram and Twitter, and I'm always trying to keep up with, like, what's going on in the world, which I don't like. I don't like negative news. I try to read, like, wacky news that makes me laugh. So I stumbled upon this article about sex robots replacing men by 2025. And this guy, his name is Ian Pearson, and he's a futurologist.
Have you ever heard of a futurologist?
Have you heard of this occupation? Futurologist?
Wow. He's not getting laid. I'll tell you that.
That's why he came up with
this. He's not getting laid.
He probably has a tiny wee-wee. But anyway, basically, he says that sex with a humanoid robot will become a common practice by 2025.
I can't. This is horrible. Like, that makes me feel bad for my daughter. It makes me feel bad for humankind. Like, how could you replace a man or a woman with a robot? Like, if anybody wants to talk about this, if anybody out there, if you're listening, wants to get a robot,
rather have a robot than a man, let's call in.
I'm
sure there's plenty of women rather have, you know, a robot than a man, which, I mean, listen, people out there, it doesn't matter really who you date. You could be in love, like, beyond anything you ever imagined, but any man's going to get annoying. The robot's going to get annoying. You're going to get annoyed by the robot because the robot isn't going to have anything to say to you, okay? They're not going to be able to compliment you.
Maybe they will talk, though. You
think they're going to have
to talk? Yeah. Of course. I bet you they're going to have some program.
Oh, my God, that's a robot to say what you want it to say.
Wow. And all that. But I just, that's why, like, sometimes I feel like social media ruined romance.
Social media has ruined romance beyond. And everybody who keeps getting plastic surgery. I know you want to improve your look, but, like, just think about this.
Yeah.
We grew up in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Was there anybody, like, okay, they were pretty. Like, the pop stars, they were pretty and stuff, but you never felt like, oh, my God, I can never look like that.
Right. Like salt and pepper. They were pretty and attractive, but they were real.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I could dress like them. I could be like them. Like, it was like something to look up to. Now you're on social media, and I'm looking at, even I'm guilty of it. I'm like, oh, my God, Kylie Jenner. I'll never look like that.
I know.
Like, she's, like, completely perfect. But
it's all smoke and mirrors, I think.
True, but I'm just saying, I think it was better growing up. This is such an old-timer thing to say, sorry. But it was better growing up in the 80s because it was happier. Like, you didn't feel as much pressure to be skinny and like, perfect and have big lips.
Or just Facebook in itself. Like, you should not be able. You said this, and I agree. I don't think it's healthy to be able to, like, go on Facebook and see what your ex is doing.
No.
And, like, it just could really break you down if you become obsessed with it. You know what I mean?
Or, like, you shouldn't see your current spouse's ex-girlfriend commenting on their stuff on Facebook. I don't know, but the thing of it all, it is immature, though. Like,
it is immature.
But I'm guilty of it, because I'm always, like, threatening, like, that's it! I'm taking off my Facebook! This is it, people! You know what I mean? Like, it's so dramatic and immature if you let it be. It should just be fun.
Or, this is what I'll do. This is when I'm like, you're a loser. Like, if you put a picture up, and you're like, let's see if the guy that I like is going to like the picture. And then if they like the picture, then you're like, does that mean he likes me back? Like, you act like a moron. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like.
And believe me, I'm the selfie queen, but selfies, when we were growing up, that didn't exist. You had a freaking throwaway camera. You tried to take a selfie, but you couldn't see what you were doing. Plus, it was more exciting, like, when you would take pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, when people ask. Like, when you had to call someone's house. I know we're, like, so old now.
No, but the magic of you not having access to the internet or people calling you while you were at work, while you were working out. You would get home and check your answering machine and be like, you'd feel so special because, someone's calling in. Maybe they want to discuss this.
Let's see who it is.
It's a New Yorker.
Carla?
Good morning. Is this Coco and Wee Wee?
Oh my God! It's the Bon Jovi Groovy original.
Oh my God! Yes, it is.
Oh
how
God.
Are you, ladies?
Hi, Ariane. Oh
I'm
my God,
good.
This is my like best friend from junior high
from Brooklyn,
yeah,
who grew up with you in the 80s.
Well, how do you feel about it? Do you feel the same way, or do we sound old?
I agree with you. I think that technology today has been a wonderful tool to get us all connected, but at the same time, it is destroying how people communicate.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, yeah.
No one calls anybody. No. No, and I feel like especially kids today, if they're not interacting with text messaging or video games, they don't know how to speak to each other and deal with emotions with each other. So.
Good point. Right, you're right. I think about that because your son is what, 8 or 9?
He's 9.
And so with Darian, I know, like with my daughter, I'm always like trying to get her to go outside and like, you know, is it hard? Like how is it with you?
It's completely difficult. It's not like when we all grew up together and we would walk to each other's house. You ring someone's bell. Are you home? Do you want to come outside? There's no kids on the block. No one's out. Parents are working. So how do you make friends? How do you interact?
Right.
It's so different, and I feel like it's a struggle. I miss growing up at the time that we did. So I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think growing up in the 80s was the best time ever.
Me too. I know. You didn't have a phone. Like, you didn't have your cell phone looking at it. You know, like, going on Facebook. You just, like, were in the moment with friends.
Exactly. Like Jen, like I was saying the other day, remember when we would go to Sam Goody and, like, buy the Bon Jovi CD and, like, get all the artwork? Like, that's so exciting. Now it's just like
that was totally exciting. My son just asked me the other day, what's a record? Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Me and Jen went to our first Bon Jovi concert together. We were 13, and we swore that he was pointing right at us. And then
he was singing just to us.
Remember? Yep. And then I'd call her, and she'd be like, we're the only ones who understand how much we love Bon Jovi.
Anytime they can hear audio. I mean, we would have to wait for that video to come back on rotation on MTV. Hours.
Exactly. Or like the song, you have to sit by the radio and wait to tape it.
Oh, that was fun times. Well,
so
I wanted to say good morning and miss you, ladies.
We miss you. Yeah. When are you coming back?
I'm not sure, but you'll be the first to know. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Thank you for calling. I love you.
No problem. Bye, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. See, we're not the only ones that miss the 80s. Does anybody else miss the 80s?
I know what I like about the 80s. Men that were born in the 80s. I don't know. Like, I really just like younger men. Because they're exciting and they still have hope.
My boyfriend is he's younger, substantially younger. He's 9 years younger.
Yeah,
but you know.
She's a cougar. She's a cougar.
No, it wasn't purposely done. I think to each their own, whatever. But I think men date younger women, right?
So why can't women do? I agree. I think that I am very useful.
You are very, she's very, Coco is very useful.
I'm old as hell. I don't look it yet, so I'm just going to keep working with that.
But it doesn't look like Jennifer Lopez. She dated a guy, like, substantially
younger.
Or is dating, I don't know.
But I think, this is just my personal opinion, I love men my age too. No offense to anybody my age or older, which I'm 38, but my boyfriend's 29. He's about to be 30, and...
Oh, he's about to be 30. Is that
no, like in the next few months. In the next few months, he's going to be 30. But I love, you know, I love the fact that he's a little younger because he's, you know, adventurous. Like, he wants to travel, and he wants to, well, let's not talk about everything, but, you know, like, I like his energy is up. Not that a guy my age, his energy is not. It depends on the person. But I, just in my personal experience, in my personal opinion, I'm down with the younger men.
Yeah. If anyone wants to call in and talk about that, do you think that...
do you think it's wrong for...
Do you date younger men? Like, I'd like to know about other women.
Or men that date older women. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of men.
I know a lot of men that date older women, yeah.
Like, okay, for instance, we were talking about the dating in Nashville, how bad it is.
Oh, man.
Like, it was so bad that I didn't date. I'm not even lying. I didn't date or have sex. This is very personal. For almost 2 years. Because I could not find a match. So much that is actually the reason why I went on the show Dating Naked, because it was very hard for me to meet anybody. I did the online thing. That didn't really work. I did Match.com. That was a nightmare. But these things work for other people. I know plenty of people who got married, like, from Tinder.
I know. I have a
and Match.com.
Yeah. I have a really good friend who has an amazing husband, and they got on Tinder. So you never know what... You
never know what will work for you, but I was like, this is so bizarre, this like being on a naked show meeting somebody, that this might actually work. But they actually set me up with somebody substantially younger. That's, you know, like, he was 13 years younger.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the producers and psychologists actually set me up with somebody that was younger.
Yeah.
It's my.
I don't think age matters.
No, me
neither. But like, it's real. Like I said, I like people that inspire me, and like men that inspire me, and that have passion. And like, I met a couple of guys like that here.
Yeah.
But they moved away.
What is it called? It's a city that
transplant. But they were both younger men. And I really had a great time with them though, and like. You can, I know this is really corny, but what I do is I just try to have, like, appreciate what they have taught me and not be angry about if it didn't work out or whatever. But I do know from going out with them, one was 9 years younger and one was 13 years younger, that I like younger men.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know where we're going with this.
Getting a little repetitious, but we do have to go to a commercial break, my friend, for 5 minutes. So we'll be back.
But call in because we want to hear from you.
Call in, even if you don't want to talk about what we're talking about.
You want to say? Let's hear it.
Okay, we'll be back in fast, kids.
We'll be back.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares.
Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name. Selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Okay, kids, we're back.
And we're back.
So speaking about, like, trying to stay young, first of all, I have really oily Italian skin, so I think that helps. And it could be a little genetic because our grandmother, she didn't have any wrinkles.
And she was 95.
Yeah.
She looked really good. But I try to always look at what's, like, the latest trend and, like, workout. And, like, you know, I have an Italian girl butt. It still looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I found this workout is what I'm getting at, ladies.
It's more of a twerk out. It's a twerk out.
Now, okay, no. I know you're thinking Miley Cyrus. No, not Miley Cyrus, because Miley Cyrus has no ass. And well, that's another story. But this girl, lady,
Coco is obsessed.
Her name is Lexi Pantera.
Lexi Pantera.
She has, it's called Lex Twerk Out. If you look it up on YouTube.
Her body.
The one that she shows you, that she does it to the song.
Fire again. Oh, we needed somebody to lean on.
That, song, that one. Click on that and watch her twerk out. Wow.
Her body makes me want to eat off everything I've ever eaten in my life.
But she does things. No, but she's not skinny, though.
That's what I mean by a body. Like, her butt,
she does things with her butt. Like, it's ridiculous. One day, when no one was home, I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm going to learn this. And I did things with my butt. Like, I can...
How? I can't do it.
Because you don't really... Wee Wee doesn't have a butt. Like, you don't have a bubble butt. It's more of a fit butt. Your butt is more fit. It's, you know what I'm saying?
So are you, what you're saying is I should stop...
I don't know where
to get out and do a twerk out.
No, do the twerk out. That's
but
what I'm saying.
She does these things. I've watched it. She does these things with her butt. Her cheeks are going in circular motion separately.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It's an art.
Thankfully, I haven't seen Coco.
I'm
going
to film this. I'm going to film it.
No.
And I'm going to put it up on my Instagram.
Shut up. You will?
In a week. I have to perfect it.
You're
going to
actually videotape yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And put it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to. I mean, I would like to see that. I've tried the twerk out, and I've had no success.
Okay?
Just keep I'd rather go to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I like to do my cardio and weight. Even though I would rather not work out, I have to. Because I'll gain weight in 5 seconds. But
I know, damn it. That's another thing.
I just want to eat, like, carbs and cheese, and I love wine.
Oh, no, I know.
Then I get wine face and
mm-hmm.
a double chin.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. That's why this is going to be a shameful plug. One day we are going to speak about the It Worth rack.
Oh, yeah.
That we use that are absolutely amazing.
I should have asked my mom when she called in. She uses them.
Oh,
and, I mean, she looks about 10 years younger.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really does work.
It really does.
Stop asking if it works, because it really does freaking work. I've used it on myself, too. And, like, you can't even imagine. You're so in shock about the results that you're like, this can't be real.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not a scheme. The products really work. Stop asking if they work. Thank you.
But seriously, like, I don't know if you guys out there, and this is for the ladies, because men have such a lovely metabolism.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about it. Well, maybe not all men, but, you know, when you get older, if I have a glass of wine, I have to work out for 7 hours in order to...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's
a nightmare.
It is.
When you get in your 30s as a woman, it just... It becomes so much harder.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have to do one push-up when I was, 16.
Yeah.
Now, I'm too lazy to do a push-up.
I
don't, or a sit-up. I don't want to do it.
Twerk out.
Twerk out. Okay. Let me ask you this, though. When you go to the gym,
oh,
right, there are some strange shit that happens when you go to the gym that shouldn't happen, okay? People, you're not at home. You're not in your house, okay?
Seriously.
Like, why do you feel the need to blow up the bathroom while you're at the gym? Can't you wait a few minutes till you get home? Or,
I cannot wait.
Like, also, when you go to the gym, if you're entering the bathroom after somebody that comes out and looks like they just murdered someone, don't go in, because it happened to me.
Oh, God.
I went into the bathroom after this man who looked like he committed a crime. Okay? And I went into the bathroom, and I think I told you about this.
Yeah.
I never saw anything like this in my life. I'm just going to sum it up and say, there were shit stained handprints in the sink. In the sink.
Oh, my God.
And on the wall, what are you doing in there? What are you doing? Is it your protein shake? Seriously.
Ew.
And the locker room, that's in the whole other.
Like, seriously, ladies, I like to go in the sauna.
Yeah, me too. I love the
sauna. I don't go in there naked. I wear my underwear.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies go in there naked, which is fine. But I'm surprised at the amount of women, young ladies that are, like, in their 20s that have these giant, giant, unkempt vaginas. Like,
well, oh no, you know what? Yeah, but you know
what? Ryan,
you probably, listen,
what the hell is
that? What the hell is that? Think about it. The dating here is so bad, they're probably not dating.
No, they're probably getting a date. Oh, yeah, maybe you can grow it out.
Maybe I should grow it out. It's right.
Maybe you'll get a date if you grow it out and don't care.
I can't believe, ladies, what is going on? You don't trim it? Just trim it. You don't even have to wax it.
But what, I mean, just for cleanliness, too, like, you know, hair holds odor. So I don't understand why a young woman would not take care of that situation.
I don't understand. I mean, I know waxing is, I hate waxing.
I mean, I feel like it's unbelievable. Like, I can't,
like, it's far.
And I can't look away. Like, you're right there, and I cannot look away. And it's just, I don't get it.
I mean, it's hard enough getting yourself to go to the gym, and then when you see things like this, it really, it's not inspiring. Like, I don't, it kind of want to stay out of
it. I mean, it makes me feel good about my vagina, because she's younger than me, and mine looks, you know, mine looks dead.
Anywho, I was thinking about this the other day, like, because when I go to the gym, I listen to old school. I love old school hip-hop, like DMX and, like, you know, freestyle, 80s freestyle, which not many people know about 80s freestyle. I think that's
like a northern thing.
We should do some. We'll have to play you some 80s freestyle next week. But I was thinking about this, which I talked to Coco about, and I'm like, are we getting old? Because I do not like a lot of the music today. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm like this. I'm an old person because I don't understand what they're talking about.
Mm-mm.
It's like the most amateur, ridiculous. It's just not, like, I don't know. It's not inspiring me.
I mean, I like a lot of the new stuff.
I like Drake, you know. I like Drake, and like, I like Justin Bieber. I am a believer.
Oh boy.
Listen, there is good music out there, but I'm just saying majority of it, like, I'm not into.
People are probably going to hate me for this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I absolutely don't want to hate, but I cannot stand Meghan Trainor. Now, I've had many arguments with friends from Nashville about this because they love her, but I can't stand her. She's not, what do you... you know why? Because we've seen her on interviews, Now, first
conceited.
Of all, talking about she's conceited, and you're not doing anything different, honey. You're copying artists from the 50s.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
It makes me so mad. I can take the computer and throw it out the window because I cannot believe. The song "Let Marvin Gaye and Get It On."
Have you "Let Marvin Gaye and Get It On"?
First of all,
you sound like you're going through puberty, Charlie.
Have you seen him? He can't even find his zipper.
No, that's not
"Get It On."
I know.
Get it on. Get it on with who?
"Let Marvin Gaye and Get It On."
No. And the video. Oh. The video has almost 100 million views.
Someone's
calling in. I hope it's not Meghan Trainor. All right, let's see who it is. Caller?
Hey, is this Coco?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kara.
Who?
From It Works.
Oh,
hey. Hey, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know who that is. You know the crazy girl that likes to rap. You're my soul sister.
Get out of here.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What's up, girls?
Oh, my God, my team.
Y'all are too fun. Y'all are hilarious.
So what do you think about Meghan Trainor? Am I being harsh? Did you hear what we said?
I didn't get to hear all of that, but here's the thing that I think is that people are entitled to their opinions and what they believe, and you don't have to believe what they say, or you don't have to accept it. You just move on. Bye bye.
You're right.
You know,
I like it.
I don't listen to people and what I don't listen to others, like, you know, rude opinions or if they're harsh. That's some people are like that. Like you guys are from New Jersey, right?
Oh, I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah, Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, sorry. So you're from Brooklyn, but y'all are part of a culture that I may not be used to. Like y'all are like in your face and tell it like it is. Well, I'm a little Southern girl who's kind of like, yeah. I'll just sit back here and just watch everyone do their thing. But, well, I mean, that's just how I am. But, I mean, I don't like conflict, but I don't judge others and their personalities and their beliefs. And that's why I can get along with just about anyone. I mean, I just like to have fun, and I love people, so it doesn't matter. So bring it, sister. Bring it on. It's okay.
I'm so excited you called in, and I want you to. We still have to do a collaboration together. Because you do have some rap skills, though. Even though you can rap.
Yeah, I can. I've got mad rap skills, yo. You just don't even know. I mean, mad rap skills. I mean, put a rap song in front of me, and I'll do it. You know, but. I don't know. I guess it's just because I have my dad's a musician and I just learned it from him. So, yeah. But we totally need to do a collaboration. I watch you and your sister and y'all's videos are hilarious. Like, I want to be around you guys. Y'all are fun.
Where do you live?
I live in Gallatin.
You live close to us. We have to go.
We need to make this happen.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
I have to work.
I have to work,
but I saw that you had your number and I wanted to call in because I know we have not spoken on the phone at all. So,
I know.
But we will definitely get together and meet because, I mean, I'm going to toot our horn. We're some hot mamas.
Yeah,
like, we are some hot mamas, and I am so proud. We just look so good. We look so good. So, jeans, we've got some good jeans, I'm telling you, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but, we'll get together soon.
You are also, what do you have to, we talked earlier about it was wrapped and how it works. And what do you have to say about that? Because we know it works.
Well, they do work. I mean, you have to follow the instructions. You have to follow the guidelines and do what it says. And if you don't, then that's on you. One treatment is one wrap is a treat, four is a treatment, and 12 is a procedure. So if you want better results and are cheaper, I'd rather pay $180 to have some, you know, 3 months worth of wraps to get a better toning and better firming than go pay liposuction. I mean, either way you go, whether you pay thousands on lipo or $180 for 3 months of wraps, either way, the results are not ever going to be permanent, you know, but they can be long-lasting if you follow and have a good diet and exercise and drink plenty of water, then, yeah, it does work, but it all depends on the user.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because people who get plastic surgery, if they don't maintain themselves, it doesn't work either. I know people who...
No, same with gastric bypass or the lap band surgery. You go in and get your stomach shrink. And, you know, and they go in and, you know, reroute your stomach and you come back and, you know, after surgery and you're still eating and you're making yourself sick, you know, because your stomach is smaller, you still can gain weight and you can still be big with these surgeries. You have to follow the instructions.
Yeah, you know?
It's with everything in life.
People just want the easy way so they don't follow instructions.
Yeah. Amen, sister. You know, people are quick to blame the product, but you know what? It's user error. If you don't use it properly and consistently, you're not going to get the results that you desire.
Exactly.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah, that's a great talk. We need to get together.
Awesome. You go, girls. I love listening to you, and you have a great day.
You do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love her.
She was very sweet. I have to find her on Facebook.
I love her. She's awesome.
Okay, one more negative thing about one more is like all sweet and like.
No,
I don't.
She's very positive. She doesn't judge.
I don't like to call it
fucking judge.
I don't like to call it judging. I just like to call it stating my opinion or rants. I go on rants.
Rants. Yeah.
But the last thing I will say about Meghan Trainor, and then we'll go on to something, you know, funnier.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say she is one of those people who I saw her in an interview and she said
oh, yeah.
She didn't intend on being famous.
I didn't intend on being famous. It's just, you know, they told me to be an artist and I was. I intend on being famous and all I could freaking possibly get is extra roles on the show Nashville.
So if anybody wants to make me famous, holler, call in, whatever.
Yeah, I hate that. There's like, I have so many friends that are amazing, and they can't even get elected. And they feel like, I didn't even want to be famous. We're talking about Meghan Trainor.
Or there's other people out there I've seen, like Eva Mendes. I love her. She's gorgeous. But she said somebody came up to her and was like, you look like an actress. And I'm like,
fuck you.
That's what I said. I've been
doing
this for years, and I'm still sitting here, you don't even know half the things I have to do. But anyway, okay, let's no more.
All right, we're gonna follow.
No more fashion pop stars of today.
Sorry, I'm gonna follow my beautiful friend's advice
and say, well, let's say a positive thing about Meghan Trainor. I do like the song she has with John Legend, which is "I'm Gonna Love You."
Yeah, and one positive thing, if I have to, maybe for my friends, is. She is a real-looking girl.
Yeah, she's not skinny.
She doesn't have to have surgery. She's trying to just be a real girl.
She's just being herself.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Meghan Trainor.
Now, we're not going to Marvin Gaye and hit it on, let's talk about one of our favorite holidays, which is coming up, which is Halloween. What's it going to be for Halloween?
Every day is Halloween. The mask I wear. It isn't me.
Okay. Anyway, I have to say I love Halloween. It's my favorite.
I like it better than Christmas.
I like it better than
Christmas. Put it out there.
Less pressure, no kids.
Oh my God, I love it.
But I do always find pressure because I never come up with like a really great costume. My costumes always are like sexy. It's trying to
be. I know. She's like I'm sexy maid.
Yeah, I'm pretty boring with that.
Yeah.
You've had some good costumes.
I've had good. I did. My best costume was I was an old lady one year, and it was.
She really did look like an old lady.
See, I don't care if I look ugly or old, or I'll dress up as a man. You know,
Wee-wee's fancy.
I don't
want to
dress up
as
a man. I want my boobs hanging out and
she's
fancy schmancy. But
oh god,
we gotta talk about
god.
This.
Oh god,
tell them. If you guys don't know about this,
okay,
oh
listen to this. Okay, first of all, let's just put this out there. I am scared to death of haunted houses.
Oh,
I've never been to a haunted house. I barely even watch scary movies. Like Coraline is like the extent. Like, I love Halloween, but I don't like scary shit. Like, anyway, my boyfriend. One night we're like drinking wine, or whatever, and he starts saying, "You ever hear about this haunted house in San Diego, right? It's called McCamey Manor. Google it, McCamey Manor. There's videos. This is the sickest thing I've ever seen. Coco can't even watch a whole video.
I can't even watch. I can't.
This is what they do. They you agree to this now. The people who are going to this haunted house, they probably have to sign all kinds of paperwork, all the shit, in case anything happens to them. They agree to get kidnapped and taken to this haunted house, okay, where they're tortured for 3 to 5 hours, okay? They don't let you out. You could beg, you could scream, you could plead. This is what they do. They take them in the haunted house, right? They tie them up. They spit, like, fake blood in their face. I've seen them, like, hit somebody. Feed them cockroaches. Feed them rotten, hard-boiled eggs, okay? Grown men are crying in these videos.
I don't... What kind of sick...
Why would you...
person are you that you want to have this happen to you? Because I've only seen...
I go on YouTube. You can't even watch the whole thing. I try. I can't. If you look at the thumbnail, it's people with blood on their face. Like, they're like, I'm sorry,
well, you agreed to it. And why did you agree to it?
I don't know. And I want to know if somebody is out there listening.
Did you ever experience this?
Anyone? Have you done this? And I want to know why the fuck you would do this. Because
why would you? And it's three.
Crazy.
They torture you for 3 to 5 hours. But what about the person whose job it is to do it? What about that?
Yeah. Do they go home?
That's more sick.
Do they, like, go home to their wife and they're like, honey, had a great day. Torture the shit out of this guy.
No. I put him near him to death. And, like,
I don't get it.
This is also what I want to know. I got to do my research, but I'm too scared. Like, I've seen the clip.
Oh.
Like, how much do you have to pay to go in there and get tortured? You're paying to get tortured?
I don't get it.
Also, what do the people that work there get paid? Do they get, like a big salary?
Yeah, I'm sure they're getting paid.
And what are they really, like, what is their goal? Like, what are they trying to do?
I don't know.
What do they want to do for a living?
I don't know.
Are they actors? Like, what goes on?
I don't know.
But I'm telling you, if you like being scared, you got to watch these videos. McCamey Manor. Google it on YouTube.
I think it's beyond being scared. It's like,
I think it's sick. But you know what? There's people out there that want, I mean,
they like the thrill.
Being scared is fun, but, like, being scared by Ellen is fun.
Yeah.
Not being scared by a demon spitting blood in my face.
Right, like,
you know what I mean?
I want to know. I wish I could speak to someone who could tell me what. Maybe there's some kind of a Russian doll. It's just like,
there's got to be people, you know, just like people like S&M, whatever. Everybody, you know, to each their own. But this, could you imagine, like, after you go through this for 3 to 5 hours of torture, like, how do you go on with your day?
I mean, it just seems so realistic that you feel like, I mean, it's happening to you. So it's like, I don't know what to say, and I wish somebody would call in and ask me.
I wish we could get someone. I'm going to try to get someone to talk about if they have an experience.
If anybody wants to write in to us and, like, maybe call in next week and talk about it before Halloween.
Halloween's coming up.
Halloween's
I don't know what I'm going to be, do you?
No, I don't know. If anybody has any suggestions of what I should be for Halloween, Coco,
and what we should be, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have kind of an idea. I actually have a show next Wednesday. There's a truck passing by. Sorry. I have a show at Zany's in Nashville next Wednesday, and I need to come up with a costume quick.
If you're in the Nashville area, you should check out Wee Wee at Zany's.
Thank you. Oh, it's not just Wee Wee.
It's
Girl on Girl Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very fun show. They have comedians. They have burlesque dancers, and they have this amazing male.
Oh, wow.
Would you call him a stripper? Not really.
There is this male pole dancer that's very popular in Nashville.
He has a porta pole.
He has a traveling pole.
His name is Jonas.
And it's not his pants. His name is Jonas. I don't know if you can Google Jonas. Maybe we'll put some video up of him.
Yeah, I have video of him on my Instagram.
On our Twitter.
My Instagram is at that WeeWee. You could search through my videos. But we'll put something up.
Yeah, but he is mesmerizing. I mean, even if you're a dude, a straight dude, you will not be able to look away from the guy.
He does, like, acrobats on a pole.
He does to this pole.
He brings his own pole up
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He, like, it's like the most amazing thing you'll ever see. And women go nuts, men go nuts. It's like, it's a sight to see.
I've never seen anything like
that. If you're ever in Nashville, Girl on Girl Comedy, I think he does it every month.
Yeah.
Jonas. But yeah, what else do we have to talk about?
If you haven't had enough of us, tonight is Tapped Out Tasters Tuesday.
Hopefully, tonight is Tapped Out Tasters.
Very funny.
Well, Coco and I have a YouTube show. It's called Tapped Out Tasters, and we fill you in on how to live on a budget, how to, you know, make dinner, lunch, whatever, on a budget, how to decorate for Halloween, which we didn't really help you out this time.
What we do is we have this segment usually that's called This Is All We Have in the Fridge.
Yeah.
And we teach you to take things out of your fridge that you don't think will even go together and get creative. But they do. Mm-hmm. We can make you meals for like less than $10 for like two people.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do it all the time.
We this week we tried to show you how to carve pumpkins, how to decorate pumpkins. But what had happened was Wee-Wee brought some wine into the house.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just became a mess.
The decorating became more of a haunted house. No.
Well, I think you should watch it because it's pretty funny, a little embarrassing.
It's good for the humor. I don't know if we really helped you.
I don't think we taught you anything.
No, we really didn't teach you anything except about drinking wine and just having a good time.
Bonding with your sister. Or whoever you might be bonding with. And we can't give you, like, we don't have a youtube.com/tapped-out-tasters because now YouTube requires you to have, to get your own link, like your original link that
your
you
have. Your own URL. If you want your own URL on YouTube, you have to have, like, 1,000 subscribers.
Now you have to have 1,000 subscribers.
Otherwise, you just have a number URL. Well, if you do want to watch Tapped Out Tasters, you can just go to YouTube and then in the search put Tapped Out Tasters.
Oh, it'll come
or
up.
If you go on our social media, we have @CocoWeeWee, or we also have @ThatWeeWee.
Oh, she's giving me too much.
No, either one of those. We always show links to our show because how are they going to find
Well, you could subscribe because if we get 1,000 subscribers, then we can have the Tapped Out Tasters URL. So let's do that for us. And I think we are going to wrap it up because it's our first show, and we talked for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank you to all the callers and the listeners.
Let me stop passing again. God damn it.
Okay. Thank you to all the people that called in, and thank you for all the people that listened.
And wait, I want to say.
Yeah, we got to leave you with this.
Before we do that, I want to say, because it was the first show, we didn't have any guests, lots of guests.
And music,
and we're going to have games.
We'll have games.
We're feeling it out. We're
getting out.
We have definitely felt this hour.
Yeah.
Have you felt it?
I felt it. Oh, yes, I felt it.
And it's very narcissistic, though, because you just keep talking, right? Is that narcissistic?
No, it isn't.
Is that a
word? We've had other people talk. Not that narcissistic.
I don't even know if
somebody,
that's the right word.
I want to know who this is.
Oh, okay, wait.
Before we go, there is one more caller. Yes, hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, this is David. This is David from Brooklyn. I just want to call and tell you girls that you're doing a great job, and I enjoyed listening to you for the last hour.
Do we know you, David?
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook, right?
Yes, I believe we are.
I just left your
message telling you it's that Canarsie water that's keeping you guys, that flew through you, that's keeping you guys looking good.
I know. I thank you so much for making me feel good.
Oh.
And you should definitely come visit Nashville.
I was just in the Smoky Mountains last month.
We're trying to keep it small.
No, just come visit. You'd be surprised, I think. Seriously. There are some really cool places. Have you been here?
I was in the Smoky Mountains just last month in Gatlinburg. How far is that?
Oh,
that's like a couple hours.
Maybe 3 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
Yeah, Nashville,
okay.
Nothing like that.
If I ever get a chance to get there, I promise I will definitely stop by.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And good luck. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm loving the people calling.
Is he cute?
Yes.
We got to look him up on Facebook. Right?
Maybe
he'll move to Nashville.
But, yeah, what we do want to leave you with, which we're always going to leave you with.
Yes.
Our grandmother, who we love very much, may she rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Her saying was, and she would do this at the dinner table.
Every Sunday, she loved to drink white box wine.
Box wine, kids.
Box wine. We don't have any right now, but we should get some for next
year.
And she would raise her glass,
and she would say,
"Fuck 'em all, small." And I know you're like, "What kind of fucking philosophy?"
Fuck 'em all, big and small. do what you do. Who cares about what anybody else does?
Exactly. Hate is going to hate. And grandma got it right.
Yep.
And
that's why she lives till 95.
That's right. So thank you, guys. This is just the beginning. And
tune in next week, same time, same place.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Peace.